Every year since 2002, the September 11th National Day of Service and Remembrance has brought communities together to pay homage to the victims of the 9/11 attacks through charitable service.
We're grateful for the opportunity that we have to partner with the Lieutenant Governor's Commission on Service and Volunteerism.
That was Derek Miller, CEO of the World Trade Center, Utah. To encourage Utahns to participate in volunteering on September 11th, the WTC Utah has teamed up with the Lieutenant Governor's Commission on Service and Volunteerism, or USERV for short. Miller says giving service on September 11th isn't just about honoring lives lost.
We also want to remember the goodness that we saw, the service that we saw from people, not just in New York City and not just at the Pentagon and not just in Pennsylvania that were there on the sites of these attacks, but really those people all around the country.
WTC Utah, along with USERV, will host several service projects benefiting the homeless community on September 11th.
We've also invited other organizations to participate with us. So we've invited Mayor Ben McAdams in Salt Lake County. We've invited our state legislature. We'll be joined there by the Speaker of the House, Greg Hughes.
In 2015, over 800,000 Utahns volunteered that year. Miller is optimistic about the next generation of volunteers.
Utah is the number one volunteerism state. More people in our state give more time than any other, and it's heartening to see this rising generation have a desire not just to continue that, but to even see it increase.
The WTC Utah and USERV challenge all Utahns to find a way to volunteer between September 8th and the 16th. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Dennis Stock in Logan.